Next is a progress note on Charles Clark, C-L-A-R-K, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Place was the Pines of Lapeer. Date was January 17, 2021. The paragraph, Mr. Clark was seen regarding COVID-19 infection period. He also has dementia and bipolar disorder. He also has a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus, period. New paragraph history. Mr. Clark was very lethargic when seen today, period. He could barely be awakened and aroused, and he was lethargic, and he could barely answer me, period. He has been declining for a few years, but since catching COVID, which he's had for almost a week, he's really drowsy, period. His oxygen saturation, however, was okay at 93, period. His lethargy contrasts with him being found walking in underwear in September and needing to be brought to the ER by police, period. New paragraph, he's not been eating well and had a poor appetite, period. I need a deep pain sensation to rouse him, period. When I spoke with words and loudly, he didn't answer. Or just maybe occasionally looked with his eyes briefly, but then drifted off to being lethargic, period. He's also known as bipolar disorder, period. He had some labs on November 15, 2021, period. At that time, his white count was normal at 5.7, hemoglobin was 16.3. And platelets were normal, period. Electrolytes were normal, and BUN was 15, creatinine 1.2, period. He had a hemoglobin A1C of 6.1. So diabetes mellitus has been felt to be fairly well controlled, period. He doesn't have any polyuria or polydipsia. In fact, he's not eating much at all. New paragraph, review assistant, I could not listen much from him, but there were no signs of pain or dyspnea or vomiting or bleeding, period. No diarrhea or constipation. Examination, he was not acutely distressed, but lethargic. Blood pressure, 90/65. Pulse, 101. Respiratory rate was 18. O2 saturation, 93%. Head and neck was unremarkable. Oral mucosa slightly dry. Ears normal. Neck supple. No notes. Lungs, a diminished breath sound and auscultation due to poor effort, period. Percussion was normal. Cardiovascular. Normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS difficult, the test formally, no facial asymmetry. Sensation mostly intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. New paragraph assessment of plan. One, Mr. Clark has COVID, which seems to be giving him symptoms of lethargy, not eating. And he's at risk of going into respiratory failure, although his O2 sat's good now, period. We must also rule out other pathologies like urinary tract infection or electrolyte abnormalities or hypovolemia or dehydration, period. I recommend that he be sent to the hospital, which they did. His diabetes appears stable, period. He's not on meds for this, period. His dementia is significant and may have progressed, period. His bipolar disorder and remains on a olanzapine 2.5 milligrams daily, and this seems stable, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.